Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks to have me on again this week.
So I usually ask you about Brockton Hospital, and it appears there's some good news.
Phenomenal news. Exciting. I am just really thrilled that Brockton Hospital, a big proportion of the hospital, will be operational as of next week, the 13th, which is Tuesday. The ER is going to be open. The OR is going to be open. It's really unbelievable. Full operations will be next month. But again, the ER will be opening and the OR procedures will be going on. And it's great. And I really want to thank South Shore Hospital, Alan Smith, the CEO, Dr. Smith, and Matt Heskett, the CEO at Good Sam. Because as you know, the fire happened over a year ago, February, and the amount of patients going to South Shore and Good Sam have been overwhelming. So kudos to the leadership team, but more importantly, the staff taking care of the patients each and every day. So Bob Haffey, the CEO of Brockton Hospital, has been giving me updates, and I've been sharing with you on a weekly basis, Dan, but excited to say that the day is finally coming. It's going to happen next week. I will be convening a meeting with Bob Haffey and Mark Brewster, who runs Brewster Ambulance, which is our ambulance provider, because I want to make sure that everything's going to be smooth. Chief Brian Ardelli, the fire chief will be involved. Police Chief Brenda Perez will be involved. So it's really exciting to be able to share this update with you, Dan.
And so you mentioned Good Samaritan. Have you heard anything on that hospital?
No, I mean, it's going to be sold, and I look forward to finding out who is going to be the new owner. I'm going to continue to work with the federal delegation and also the state delegation and the local elected officials. But again, Matt Heskett, I want to just make it clear, he's been really phenomenal to work with. He's the CEO at Good Sam, and the staff up there from when I became mayor 6 weeks later was the pandemic to the influx of people coming because of the fire and now with the uncertainty of Stuart. But I'm excited that we're going to have two hospitals that are going to be opening in the near future next week. Of course, we have the VA hospital for our veterans on Belmont Street, so we will be able to keep moving forward together.
Now, you also the school department also announced the hiring of a director of safety and security.
I hired, I want to thank Dr. Priya Tihiliani, the interim superintendent. She hired Mr. Jackson. He came before the school committee the other night. He's got a really great experience as a former police officer, former firefighter. He most recently worked for Boston Public Schools. His background is really phenomenal, and he's going to bring a skill set that is going to be really helpful to keep the students and the staff safe at Brockton High School.
There's also been the announcement of there was a recent opiate suppression initiative in the city.
Yeah, I want to thank Chief Brenda Perez. Chief Perez has been really phenomenal since I announced her and appointed her. The police chief, she's a product of Brockton, and she is really dedicated. She's also served our nation for many years in the Army. So working with the Brockton police, and we have dedicated men and women that are law enforcement here in the City of Champions, and also our federal partners and, of course, the state police have been great. So it's all hands on deck to make sure that, you know, drug sales and narcotics and firearms and everything that makes a community unsafe is addressed. And so we really have great leadership for law enforcement, and they've been cracking down and making arrests. And again, it's all about the broken windows theory, but it's taking bad people off the street. So I applaud all of the collaboration between the feds, the stateies, and of course our Brockton police officers.
Now, you also had a recent meeting with the governor regarding the Affordable Homes Act.
I did. I was honored to be invited. There was a few mayors from around the Commonwealth there. We went to Newton. We were at the Golda Meir House. I want to thank Mayor Ruthann Fuller from Newton for hosting us. But the governor, lieutenant governor, Secretary Gorkowitz was there. Secretary Ed Augustus was there. And again, it's the Affordable Housing Act that was signed into law by the governor. And that's a game changer for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in the 351 municipalities. So Brockton will benefit greatly. Again, we have the transit-oriented development. We have 40-hour smart growth zoning already. So to be able to talk about billions of dollars that are going to be spread around to provide housing, permanent housing for folks, and making it affordable so they can achieve the American dream of owning their own property, I think is just a wonderful initiative. I want to thank the state delegation and the state officials that voted to approve it. It was 11 hours to to get it done on votes. And again, I was there to witness the signing. So it's going to be great for the City of Champions and a lot of gateway communities throughout the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Now, there's also been, I read that there were some recent tours of the public safety building.
Yeah, we actually, it was great. We were able to go there, myself and my chief of staff, Sydney Merrill. Local 7, the ironworkers, were there. Suffolk Construction, again, is the construction company building this public safety. And they want to give youth the opportunity to look at what the trades will mean to them in terms of career paths, right? I mean, we need electricians, we need carpenters, we need ironworkers. There's just so many that we need. And that was a great example. So they invited me to come. I welcomed it. Some of the students were from the city of Brockton. Some were from neighboring communities. There were a few from the city of Boston as well. So I think it was an opportunity to walk and talk, look at the project. And then next week we'll be there with elected officials from the city council and also the four department heads that will be calling that building home next summer. And that's the police, the fire, IT, and also Beamer. And we're going to be signing a metal scaffolding. It's going to be the capping off for the roof. So again, that's moving forward, and that's going to be really an unbelievable catalyst for development in the core of the city from Warren Ave to Legion Parkway.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You as well.